Masechet Zevachim Perek Het Mishnah Yod. All korbanot have to have their blood applied to the lower half of the mizbeach, except for the korban hatat. But when it comes to that application, each korban has a different type of application. Some of them just need a single application, the bechor and the maaser and the pesach. But others need a application on four parts of the mizbeach. It's applied to two spots, on two opposite corners, and the blood splashes then onto, since it's on a corner, both sides. That's the Ola, the Asham, the Shelamim, and the Todah. So Mishnah is going to give us the case. What happens if blood is mixed in these types of situations? We have different korbanot that have the blood mixed with each other, and the application onto the Mizbeach happens in different ways. Mishnah says, Hanitanin matana ahat shintarvu binitanin bimatana ahat yinatenu matana ahat. The blood that has the application done one time was mixed with blood from another korban that also is a single application korban. For example, the blood of a bechor was mixed with the blood of a maaser. They both are put onto one spot on the mizbeach. Then yinatenu matana ahat. The mixture should be applied in one single spot. We have a combination of korbanot over here, so both are being applied one time like they're supposed to be. Matan arba b'matan arba yinatenu b'matan arba. Same with the korbanot that require four applications. If blood was mixed from one korban to another that also needs application on all four corners on the mizbeach, the mixture should be applied in that way. But again, the blood is mixed with each other. And therefore, when you're doing it like that, both korbanot are being applied correctly. Matana arba b'matana ahat. If you have the blood that requires a four application, mixed with the blood that requires a single application, let's say the blood of an ola, which is put on the two corners and then they spread to the four, so it's on all four sides of the mizbeach. Let's say that's mixed with the blood of a bechor, which is applied a single time. I have a machloket tanaim about this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yinatenu b'matana arba, says Rabbi Eliezer, the mixture should be put on two corners and end up being on all four sides of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Yinatenu b'matana ahat, says Rabbi Yehoshua, no, it should be applied in a single application. What's the machloket between them? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Yehoshua, v'harehu over al baltigra. Rabbi Eliezer, who's the opinion that says it should be put on all four sides, he tells Rabbi Yehoshua, how could you tell me that it should only be applied in one single application? If it's like that, you're violating Baltigra, the transgression, the Avera. They're not allowed to take away from the requirements of the Torah. The mixture that has blood that requires four applications, that it gets on all four sides of the Mizbeach. So how could you only tell me one? Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua, v'areh hu over al baltosif. Rabbi Yehoshua responds to him and he says, but if you're putting more than one application, you're violating the avera of adding to the requirements of the Torah, because the mixture has blood that requires a single application. So what they're both saying is, what part of the blood do we focus on? Rabbi Eliezer is saying, okay, we have the blood over here, a mixture of a korban that's supposed to be put on one spot of the mizbeach, and a korban that's supposed to be put on four places in the mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, if we don't focus on the korban of four, we're now violating baltigra, where we're not doing what we're supposed to do with the four times application. When Rabbi Yehoshua is responding, what do you mean? But when you look from the vantage point of the korban that needs one application, you're putting it too many times, because the mixture of the blood has something that only requires a single application. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Yehoshua, lo ne'emar bal tosif ela keshehu be'atzmo. Says Rabbi Eliezer to Rabbi Yehoshua, the prohibition about adding to the Torah only applies when there is only the blood of a single application there by itself. But in our situation, when the blood was mixed with the other blood of the other korban that requires a fourfold application, that problem doesn't exist. Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua, lo ne'emar bal tigra ela keshehu be'atzmo. Rabbi Yehoshua responds similarly. He says, the prohibition against taking away from the Torah only applies in a situation where the blood is only the korban that needs four sides of the Mizbeach application. But in this case, where the blood is mixed with each other, with a korban that needs a single application, the prohibition wouldn't apply. Says Rabbi Yoshua, if you make more than one application, you violated Bal Tosif of adding to the Torah, and you also made a Avera actively by making those extra applications, by moving from one to four. All of the additional action that you're doing, because it's again being put on two sides, the two corners of the Mizbeach, and they're flowing to outwards, so now you get all four sides. So he's saying, when you're doing that, you're actively making an extra application. You're doing an avera beyadayim. You're going to the next level and causing something to happen. But on the other hand, if you do not make more than one application, even if you violated the avera against taking away from the Torah, which again, Rabbi Yoshua disagrees with, he doesn't think you're violating it, he says, you're doing that, but passively. You're not doing it actively. You're just holding back on an extra application. So says Rabbi Yoshua, even in that type of situation, that one of these applications is better than the other. It's better to do less than more, because when you're doing more, you end up actively violating the Torah as opposed to passively.